Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Holly Bokelman, and she is the coordinator for continuing education at Iowa Western Community College. Good morning to you, Holly.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
Good. Well, your school is just about out, and it's time to have kids thinking about going to camp. And you have, through Iowa Western Community College, a really exciting opportunity. So when is that and where is it held?
Tech Days this year will be July 12th, 13th, and 14th. That's a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And it will be here at our Iowa Western campus in Council Bluffs.
Okay. And so the kids don't stay. They go home. It's a day camp, right?
Absolutely correct.
That just complicates things when you have kids stay.
Sure.
So
they get dropped off about 8:45 a.m.
Okay.
And they're ready to be picked up around 4:15 p.m.
Okay. And I know there's a lot for them to do, and we're going to talk about some of those opportunities. How do people get registered? How do the kids get registered?
They can do it a number of ways. They can email us. It's CE for continuing education.
Mm-hmm.
CE at IWCC.edu. They can call my office, 712-325-3252. Or they can go online. If they go to IWCC.edu, they can click on Continuing and Career Education, select General Interest, and then go to the Youth section, and they can do it online there.
Okay. And I know that kids, youth of the age that's going to go to camp, well, a lot younger, could get through that computer stuff quick as a bat of an eye.
Right. And the parents, you know, when they sign up, they do sign up the child,
sure,
not the adult. So
sure.
Keep that in mind when they go to,
sure,
camp.
Sure. But the youth may especially want to go to find out all of their choices. It's just when I went through the list, I thought, I didn't get to do those kinds of things when I went to camp.
Right.
So let's talk about some of the various choices they'll have.
Sure. The activities are all very hands-on, very interactive. Certainly, the basis is educational, but we want them to have fun. That's the top.
You bet.
Each day, the structure is the students get to choose one activity in the morning, one activity in the afternoon. So over the course of the week, they'll have participated in six sessions.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Some old favorites that we offer, we've offered in the past, popular ones are robotics.
Mm-hmm.
So they learn how they can apply the latest technology to solve problems in manufacturing and industry. Another popular one is the bridges activity. It's called Breaking Bridges. And students get to design and build a bridge, and then they figure out how strong their bridges are.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, we have students who enroll in that session every year because they found it fun the first year, but also they want to compete up against their year-old self to see if their bridges are any stronger than last year.
Okay, just keep on learning, keep on practicing, and that competition. Some people really like competition, so that sounds like a fun thing for some folks.
We find that these kids do that too. And a new one this year is going to be 3D printed gliders with the emphasis on 3D printing. They don't get to necessarily design theirs, but they can pick out ones that are already created, and they can determine which ones they think will be the fastest.
Now, my little note on that says, do you like to play with Legos? Explain that to me, how that relates to 3D printed gliders.
Well, we find that Legos are popular among children of all ages.
Uh-huh.
And so I think they're capitalizing on the engineering and the building component of that.
Okay.
So, part of the 3D printed gliders might be, well, we have a couple of different choices of glider here. What do you think the engineering aspect is of each of these? Which do you think will be, fly the highest, fly the longest?
And for many, when you say 3D printing, I mean, that doesn't even tell me what that is. For a lot of us, if we haven't had a connection to that, where you actually can, it's like computer printing, except it puts out a product.
Yeah, it's a new thing in technology.
Yeah.
It revolutionized production and design
and
all sorts of things.
Wonderful things.
We do have a 3D printer at Iowa Western at one of our satellite campuses. We don't have it here in Council Bluffs, but we find that it's, again, one of the great emerging technologies. So the sooner we can introduce young learners to the technology.
And you know what? I'm guessing that's in Atlantic. Isn't that where the 3D printer is? I think it is, Holly. You need to participate in that class so you find out.
I think so.
Yes. And who wouldn't want to?
Exactly.
Okay, and so what else?
Well, some other ones. Every year we offer a culinary course where students get to cook in our fantastic Iowa Western kitchen. This year they're going to learn a little bit about vegetables, which, you know, kids love their vegetables.
They do?
And here they're going to learn which vegetables you can regrow from kitchen scraps, how to grow them, and then how to prepare them once they're grown.
That's a whole twist that we all really need to know more about. Food waste is just
absolutely
unbelievable. So growing new vegetables from scraps. Hey, I want to come over and go to camp.
Well, you know, we did get some feedback when we sent out our promotional materials that adults are interested in tech days for grown-ups. So
oh, absolutely.
That might be among our offerings someday.
All right. Work on that, Holly.
Thank you.
I will. Okay. Okay, so now we got some food in there. What else?
Mm-hmm. Well, some other ones include we have a cartooning class that's new this year, so that might appeal to the students who have a little artistic side to them.
And I'm not sure they even call them comic books, but that whole cartooning thing it seems like it's just exploded in terms of what kids like and the possibilities for employment.
That's right.
Yeah, creativity. Wow.
There's also going to be a section on poetry writing. Another one on comic writing, which is a little bit like the cartooning, but they'll have an emphasis on script writing, maybe building their own comic strip. So again, yeah, that's something that's popular among youth right now. Another favorite is Not Your Average Grey's Anatomy. It's taught by a biology professor here. So they'll learn a little bit about their bodies.
What's inside?
How their senses work, measuring how much air they can fit in their lungs. You know, that sort of thing.
So I think I was going to say this is a good opportunity to explore maybe a career they've chosen, but you know, for 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th graders, it's the exploration, and maybe they'd find out, I don't really like that stuff.
Or, well, that's part of it. Right. It's getting a survey of what's available. Because we have a couple of goals in our program. The first, you know, as the continuing education side of Iowa Western, we encourage learning across the lifespan. So if we can get and keep young people excited about learning now, the greater the likelihood that they'll carry that with them lifelong.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, we want to introduce kids to a college setting. Know what's out there.
Yeah.
They can, you know, if you don't know what's out there, you don't know if you're interested in it
or
not.
Right. And those things just keep adding on. New opportunities keep. We have to keep up with that because the new opportunities are there every day. Yeah. So I think I kind of interrupted your list. I think there's maybe a couple more.
Sure. Oh, we have a lot. It's just a question of if we can fit them all into 10 minutes. some new ones this year, webpage design. That is a useful tool. There are personal websites. There are, you know, always groups and organizations that are looking to have websites created. So that's a skill that students, I believe, will be interested in. There's also building your own app. So students can learn the science behind, you know, what it takes to create all those phone apps that they love so much. There's also intro to computers, PC repair, so again, a very practical way for students to participate and learn about, you know, the nuts and bolts of technology.
Sure. So, Holly, the best way to find out about all of these opportunities, I think, is to go online, and like you say, if that's not an opportunity for you, you can call. But again, tell us where to go online. I'm sure if you just put in Iowa Western Community College, it's going to come up. But if you want to go directly, what's the best website?
Well, the web address for the page is very long. So in lieu of typing that all out, if you go to iwcc.edu, click on Continuing and Career Education, go to General Interest, and then Youth. It'll get you there. Otherwise, you can visit our Facebook page. It's Iowa Western Continuing Education and Training. It's posted there with a direct link to register. They can email, and we can send them the link if they want to do that.
Okay.
The email is CE, again, for continuing education, CE@iwcc.edu.
Okay, and we mentioned this is for 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th graders, and the date is?
The date, again, is July 12th, 13th, and 14th, which is Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Is there a registration deadline?
We don't really have a deadline. We're projecting for about 50 or 60 kids this year.
Okay.
So as those spots fill in, that's the point at which we'll close registration.
And I don't know that we mentioned cost.
The cost this year is $149, but it's for 3 full days.
Three days, wow.
They get lunch and snacks and a couple of things to bring home with them as well.
So at $50 a day, I'm not sure what else you could do to get all of this packed into a day. So it's a real bargain.
I think so, too.
Yes.
And, you know, we have a lot of repeat participants. We have a lot of grandparents who enroll their grandkids each year to keep them busy and provide respite for the parents.
Good, good. Well, lots of exciting things going on. We want to thank you very much, Holly Bokelman, who heads up the coordination. She is a coordinator for continuing education at Iowa Western Community College. And until next time, here's a thought from Pearl S. Buck. If our American way of life fails the child, it fails us all.